get the show going, audience!
Well, here we go!
I played my favorite one! I played my favorite one!
This is our favorite one, too.
Really?
Yes.
Because last time I was here, I said, play the Killers! He's like, no, Matt always wants me to play the Killers. I'm not playing the Killers. And I was really mad.
He likes the Dr. Feelgood one.
Yeah, I think that's the one he played.
Hey, good morning, everybody!
Good morning! Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. I'm filling in for Steve-O, and I am Mitch.
Yes. So today we're calling it Eminem. Mitch and Mateo.
What? High five.
Did you not hear that yesterday? We said it like 100 times.
Eminem. Dang it. No, I am so stoked.
Eminem.
Yes, that's really exciting.
Like a bag of candy.
Happy Tuesday. Good morning.
Today's New Music Tuesday, and there are a couple of curveballs for you people out there, and I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay, I know about the curveballs. Like, I know that it's going to happen.
I think people know. We talked about
it. And my
yesterday.
Stomach is a little scared.
No, whatever.
Yeah, just a little bit.
It's going to be good. Also, today is my sister's birthday, so we're going to call her. We've got some crazy breaking news that we're going to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. There's some funny stuff going on.
Yeah.
We have to talk about a sports game.
Oh, what?
And that's your favorite thing to do.
That's your favorite thing to do.
It's really not, but we're going to talk about it.
I don't even want... Like fun sports?
Yeah. Quidditch. We're going to talk about Quidditch.
Well, okay.
We're
going to
talk about
this.
Quidditch and...
I didn't realize you meant sports.
Yeah.
Like sports.
Real sports.
Yeah, I had no idea that that's what
Come
you
on.
Meant.
Come on. No, I'm kidding. We're going to talk about a football game. We're going to talk about football that happened last night. And it's going to be funny because I don't know a lot about football and you know nothing about football.
We're going to talk about this.
So we're going to talk about it.
And we can totally ask for help.
And in general, we're just going to have a great day.
We are. It's Tuesday. It's 6 a.m. And I haven't had to be up so early in a long time. So it's going to make for an interesting morning.
That's right.
It was 10 o'clock last night. And I'm like, oh, dang. I gotta go to bed.
And you did.
Nope. Oh, I was up for so much longer.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get to some jars of clay. And we'll be back in just a minute. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now?
Static Radio.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Avril.
You're going to play this every time.
Every time.
All right, let's get on the phone line.
Okay,
Mitch.
We have to make a very special phone call.
Today is my sister's birthday.
And here's the thing.
I have to tell my mom that we're calling her.
Okay, here's the thing. I just found out, is a teacher. And so we have to call now because she's got to go to school.
She's probably already on the way to work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, what's the password? Ready for this?
I'm ready. Maybe she'll answer. I don't know if there's going to be enough time.
Big money. Oh, I really hope that was the right number.
Yeah, it'll be. I hope so, too. I hope it wasn't the right number, because that would be even better if some random Mississippi person. Hello?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 6-6-2-3-2.
Oh, they just heard the area code. That's okay.
Okay.
She must be at work already.
Can I try one more time?
Yeah, let's try one more time.
I have to. You know what those three were. Okay, what's the password? Okay.
Wow, the tension is just mounting morning on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Ooh.
The number you have reached is not in service.
Okay, we're going to try again later. We'll try again. Is that how her voicemail usually is?
No, I think you might have dialed the wrong number that time. But you know what? We'll try again later.
We're going to try again.
It's November 12th, everyone.
Today, November 12th, apparently is a really big wedding day.
Yes.
And I'm really excited about that because it's Tuesday and no one else is going to have that's not a good wedding day.
Why would you get married on a Tuesday?
Because it's 11, 12, 13.
Oh.
So I'm
for
also,
the memories.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Okay.
That's all I wanted when I got married was a really cool wedding date.
Yeah.
But it just didn't exist for the year I was getting ready. Like it did, but it wasn't on a good day.
Right.
It was too soon. Kind of like today.
It wasn't like a cool number that you could just remember?
Yeah, it wasn't like 678 or 789.
Yeah. We got married on December 9th, but it was a Thursday. And it was cool.
Got married on a Thursday?
We got married on a Thursday because we were going to Jamaica the next day.
Okay, so that makes it worth it.
It was totally worth it.
Yeah, here's the thing that didn't happen with me. Anyway.
Oh.
We have like 6 minutes till breaking news.
Yeah.
So what are you going to talk about until then?
We're going to talk about the greatest thing in the world. We're going to talk about football. Yeah.
Gosh,
find the football thing.
No.
Where is it?
This one?
Do that one.
Okay, this is what I have to do because I never want to hear the football thing.
Turn it down a little bit.
This is where I want it to be.
Yeah, we're not really qualified to talk about football as much as Steve-O is, but I want to talk about what's going on with the Miami Dolphins. It's going crazy.
Dan Marino?
No. Gosh. Laces out, Dan. The thing, the team is just like morally just, I don't know what happened. They've got this guy named Incognito, and he was being a jerk to this other guy.
Hold on. That's his real
name?
That's
his name.
Incognito. Did he change that?
No. Anyway, he's being a jerk to this other guy, and now everybody's finding out about what's going on. And last night, just to show how bad things are in the Miami Dolphin camp, they were beat by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which is Steve-O's favorite team.
Did he freak? And he wasn't even watching
it. He wasn't there. See, okay. I need somebody who knows about sports to call in right now because I need to talk to you about something.
338-3700. That is our phone number.
If you know about sports, call in right now so I can ask you a question because I have an important sports-related question.
Well, go ahead, ask me first because I feel like
Mitch, you don't know the answer.
No, trust me.
Here's the thing. Steve-O, he's a jinxer. This is what I found out. He's a jinxer because every time he watches the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they lose. They lose. Inevitably, they lose.
Oh, it's so
and
funny.
Then last night, he's not even home. He's off on his trip with Joey.
Uh-huh.
He's not watching. And they win. They win their first game of the season.
So you want to, what's your question?
My question is, are jinxes real? And how are they real?
That is a really good question.
No, I just want to know what the people think about the Dolphins, because obviously they're so shaken by all the stuff, they can't even play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, hold on, we have a local...
Hello?
Hey.
Steve, did you watch the game last night?
Yeah, I watched Creighton play Kansas City University.
Oh, whatever. You didn't watch the Dolphins versus the Buccaneers?
No. Why would I watch that game?
Okay, this is what happened, though. You know Tampa Bay won.
I do know Tampa Bay won, and as far as the jinxes and the weird things you do for your team to win...
Yeah.
It's only crazy if it doesn't work.
No, I learned that saying
that
from my boss, you. And it's true. I've seen
That's
it.
A commercial now, too.
Is it?
Yeah, there's this guy dancing. It's really funny.
It's the guy that shows he came up from the basement.
That's
and he
what
just
it
says,
is.
Wait a minute. Every time I go downstairs to get drinks, my team scores.
He's like, I'm going to stay downstairs, but I'll miss the game. It's worth it. So, yeah, last night, me, the Jeter boys, Chrissy, and Brody, we're sitting there watching.
The Jeter boys.
Yeah, we're watching the game, and then we just can't believe what's happening because Tampa Bay won. And we're like, he really is a jinxer.
Yep. And Eagles are in first place.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they won this weekend. Dallas lost, so... They're the head of the NFC East right now.
I don't know. I don't know how to do that. We got a phone call. We're going to see what they say.
All right.
All right. Static. Oh, no, we don't have a phone call. They hung up. Anyway.
Maybe you answered their question, Stever.
That was probably
I was shocked at... Wait, they're calling back. They're calling back.
Okay.
I was just shocked at how powerful Stevo's jinxing powers are. Hello?
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey, Matthew from Albuquerque. What's your opinion on the Miami Dolphins?
Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. I mean, I say for every team is good in some way. I mean, they're okay, but I still say the Denver Broncos are, I mean, they're on top right now to me.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's because I'm a Denver Broncos fan, actually.
There you go. Well, what's going on today, Matthew? You got any big stuff happening?
Not really. I'm on the bus right now heading to school.
You are on the bus right now.
Tell Judy we said, what's up?
Judy, I miss
right.
her.
Judy's said, what's driver. Up, Judy?
Good morning. Good morning.
She says, good morning. It's a Tuesday morning.
It is a Tuesday morning. Oh,
it sure is, guys. And let me say this. I'm glad I had yesterday off. I was able to finally sleep in.
Oh, man, that was good.
You didn't sleep in on Saturday or Sunday?
Well, Sunday I had woken up for church because I've been going to Sagebrush for 11:45.
Oh, okay. That's a little more sleeping in than a school.
I have to get up early, you know. So I'm like, you know what? It's about time for me to actually go and try. You know, I mean, I've been trying to find like a new church, and I haven't had time to go down there to Calvary. So, you know what? I'm trying like new churches almost every week if I can, like either if it's on the web or in person.
Well, I hope you find one you like very soon.
Here's to finding one that you like.
Yeah. So, okay, there's nothing big happening at Volcano Vista this week that I need to know about for some reason?
No, prep rallies, a fight going down, something?
No, guys, there's no fighting allowed, you know that? Because, I mean, we have actually the best security anybody could ask for over there at that school. I mean, it's literally secure. Every inch of the building is completely locked down. The only entrance you can get in through is the front, and they literally have security there.
Wow.
Safe.
They check you. They will check you. And the only way you can get into the school is by signing in to get visitors tag.
Don't give away all the security stuff there, Matthew.
Steven, is that you?
Hey, good morning. Hey, Matthew.
Hey,
I have some bad news for you there, buddy. Denver is not on top. The AFC West is being dominated by the Kansas City Chiefs, of course, with their new coach from the Philadelphia Eagles, Andy Reid.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Just so you know there, buddy.
Jeez, man, that's crazy. I didn't know that. The only thing I know is about the game scores every week. I know Matteo there is actually following my Instagram account. So.
Oh. What? Yeah, awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyways, guys, I thought I would ask you guys something here on the radio. You know, I mean, I'm thinking about volunteering, like, on Sundays to help out at Sagebrush. Yeah, I mean, what do you guys think about that?
Do it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, you know, I've always, you know, told myself, the best thing to do is to help out, because, I mean, it makes you feel good and, intentionally and spiritually.
Yeah,
I know what you mean. That'd be awesome.
Well, hey, listen, Matthew, we got to get to some breaking news, so we're going to have to let you go, but thank you for calling.
Sure, can I get a song, please?
Yeah, yes. You can. Which song?
Sure, this morning, guys, play something by Heart's Basics for me, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Have a good day.
That's going to be in a few hours because we just played Project 86. So,
But
guess what time it is?
What time?
Nope, wrong.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt this breaking news.
This one says intro, that's why. A 13-year-old Kansas boy says he was suspended for carrying a purse to school.
What?
Yeah, that's fine. Suspended NFL player Richie Incognito, I told you it was real, says his bullying came from a place of love, which continues to make zero sense. Thank you, Incognito. Your terrible intentions are not incognito. Just kidding. A new survey shows that 75% of women would choose me time over relations with their husband. Interesting.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's messed up,
y'all. The long-running CBS News magazine 60 Minutes issued a rare public apology after learning that the information used for a recent report can no longer be believed. Turns out Thor is not an actual person. He is a fictional character. Although being number one at the box office, he is not real.
What are you trying to tell me right now?
60 Minutes. Okay, you know how we have to fact check all our news?
Yeah.
Even on this sheet of paper?
Yeah.
That's supposed to be so reliable?
Yeah.
60 Minutes had to go back and issue a rare public apology. I don't know what story it was, because the best thing about this sheet of paper is it never gives me the full story.
Isn't that the one most wonderful part? You're like, oh, cool, that looks interesting. I guess I'll look up the rest online.
What happened? No one knows. In New York, a court-appointed psychiatrist told a judge that a father was an unfit parent. Why?
Why?
Because he wouldn't take his temper tantrum throwing 4-year-old son to McDonald's. So he is an unfit parent.
Obviously.
Because he wouldn't take his kid. I don't understand.
This world.
Mitch, you love McDonald's. How do you feel?
I don't love McDonald's. You are so wrong on so many levels.
She loves it. The United States Postal Service will make Sunday deliveries specifically for Amazon packages.
What?
Wow, my granddad's not going to be happy about that. Well, he used to work for the post office. I don't know if he still does. I love you, granddaddy.
So now he's going to work on Sundays? Is that what I just heard?
I mean, maybe.
That'd be awful.
That's kind of what it says. Uh-oh, guys. I've gotten these sheets out of order.
Like usual.
Where is my next page? Where did it go? Nobody knows.
You got this.
I got this, y'all. There is a Moscow subway system. And they are going to... Okay, this whole McDonald's thing. This is opposite end of the spectrum here.
Okay.
Because we got a guy that's being called an unfit parent for not taking his kid to McDonald's. But in Moscow, the subway system will begin to reward good health with free subway tickets. For 30 squats, any subway user will be allowed to ride the Moscow subway for free.
Okay, it took me about 5 seconds to figure out whether or not you're talking about subway, like...
No.
Eat fresh?
No, don't eat...
Or...
No, I'm talking about the subway. The actual subway system
like
that you
take.
Like
a train, underground subway.
Yes, the underground subway.
Okay, 30 squats and they get a free ride on the subway?
Yeah, they get a ticket. Would you do that?
Yeah. I do like 90 squats.
You do 90 squats?
Just so I could get three free rides on the subway.
Is this because Kelly's been exercising a lot?
He has been doing CrossFit.
Yeah.
And that is crazy.
You think you can match up with his squats?
No, I don't think I could. Like, all the stuff he's telling me he's doing, I'm like, yeah, I definitely throw up and pass out.
Oh, my gosh.
It's bad news. Do you have more breaking news?
Yeah, I do, of course.
Go for it.
What are you talking about? Yeah, so today is a pretty big wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
It's predicted by David's Bridal. There will be over 3,000 weddings in the U.S. today.
Ugh.
On a Tuesday, because today is November 12th, 2013, or 11-12-13. 6 years ago, 65,000 people got married on 7-7-7, which is not only a cool date, but it actually fell on a Saturday.
Yeah, actually, my sister was supposed to give birth that day to her fourth child.
Wow.
And they were like, sorry, we know this is your due date, but there are too many kids being born on this day. And so they induced her the day before and made her give birth on that day.
Aw,
so
man.
My nephew's birthday is 7-6-7.
Aw.
Messed
up. Your nephew got gypped.
I know.
He got gypped. The next gold rush for florist bakers and tuxedo rental stores will be 12, 13, 14.
What? December 13th, 2014?
December 13th, 2014.
Oh, my God.
Mitch. The Atlanta Braves shocked fans with plans to move to a suburb. I saw somebody post about this on Facebook,
okay. And
they were irate.
Oh.
And I was like, why are you upset at the Braves? I don't know anything about baseball, so I didn't really go digging.
Okay, so what happened?
The Atlanta Braves announced Monday it will move to the city suburbs where it will build a new stadium. Wow.
Do you think maybe they just feel betrayed?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. The team's lease on Turner Field, the Braves' home since 1997, will expire in 2016. The new stadium will be located just outside of Atlanta's city limits. The new stadium in Cobb County will be about 13 miles north of Turner Field. The Braves will play their first season there in 2017. Wow, that's crazy. Turner Field was originally built for the 1996 Olympics and then retrofitted for the Braves. Wow, this project is going to cost $672 million.
So,
and then we all know that it's all just going to go to crap because of The Walking Dead.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You are on to something.
It's a prophetical TV show, and that is your breaking news today, friends. That's the whole thing.
Good job.
Thank you. What we're going to do is we're going to play some songs.
We're going to play a song, and then in T-minus 8 minutes, we're going to be back.
With birthdays.
For birthdays.
Birthdays.
Right now, some Copeland.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
You like Copeland?
I love Copeland.
They're good.
No one really wins.
Nope. Especially me.
Nope.
Without Steve-O.
It's okay.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Gosh, that was so loud.
It is loud.
A little bit.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's loud because it's good.
Yeah, it's
the Beatles. Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How funny is it that I'm playing the Beatles when we're going to be hearing the Beatles really soon?
For what?
Birthdays.
Oh, gosh. Mitch.
Was that great? Was that good?
It was pretty good.
Thank you.
I was kind of wondering the same thing. Now, what are we doing the revolution? Yeah.
It's 6:45, so it's time for birthdays.
Time for birthdays. Good morning.
Morning, Steve.
Kimberly, good birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Kimberly, my sister.
Yeah, she's 29 and holding.
Yeah, she's at school right now. I text her.
Is this her first 29 and holding?
I hope so.
Okay.
Otherwise, she's been tricking me my whole life.
All right.
Whoa.
So from, hey, Matt, you might get this, but I doubt it.
Okay.
Parks and Recreation.
Love it. I love that show.
And Will and Grace.
Wait. Is it, oh.
And Will and Grace?
And Will and Grace?
Yeah, it's Megan Mullally.
Who is she?
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Who is she?
I think she's the lady with the really annoying voice.
I don't know.
I think she was on a few episodes of Parks and Rec.
Okay, yeah, right.
Yeah. Is that her birthday?
It is.
I say she is 41.
She is 45.
55.
Whoa. Wrong. We are wrong.
55.
I think she's in a commercial, too.
All right, let's see. Mitch will probably get this faster than you. From Remember the Titans?
What? No. So fast.
Breaker High?
Nope.
Breaker High.
And The Notebook.
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
Mitch! It's Ryan Gosling's birthday, and you didn't know?
I didn't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you know what? Actually, Ryan, I was supposed to do something for that, right?
Yeah.
Because we got that sappy... Blah.
Okay,
stuff
I'm
going
ready for
on
this.
Here.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Went there. You went there.
Yeah, pretty much did.
You went
what
there.
Is this?
This is The Notebook.
You know, a lot of people watch this movie.
I wrote to you.
I wrote you every day. I didn't really think it was that sad. I was
Are you kidding me?
Oh, they cuddled up together and died. Probably not going to happen in
spoiler
real life.
Spoiler alert!
Yeah, pretty much never saw that movie.
If you've never seen The Notebook, then I'm glad I spoiled it for you so you don't have to watch it.
Yeah.
Let's go watch
You're
it.
Welcome.
James Marsden.
You're welcome.
It's Ryan Gosling. He was one of the young football players there in Remember the Titans.
He was.
Yeah. Okay, trivia for Ryan Gosling. Him and Justin Timberlake were roommates back in the day. Stop it right now, Stever.
Mickey Mouse Club.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever. All right, let's continue.
All right.
Hold on. Guess. Age.
Okay.
31.
33.
Yep, he's 33.
Boom! Oh, you have to hear it.
There you go.
Fan club. Wait, did I say that out loud? Did I say? All right, turn this off. Turn this off.
No, this is what you get.
Mitch, we always turn it off quickly.
Hold on. 5 more seconds.
Okay, there. That's good.
She's verbally abusing me.
You got the slow fade.
Slow fade.
All right.
All right.
Ah, yep.
Baseball. It is former Chicago Cub.
Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Chicago Cub. Baseball.
Man, I don't know a lot about baseball either, so I'm going to say Mickey Mantle.
Sammy.
Sammy
Davis.
Sosa. Sammy Sosa.
You got it.
High five.
I said Sammy Davis.
Sammy
Jr.
Sosa's birthday. How old is Sammy?
48.
Sammy Ooh, 53.
45.
Ah, you were close.
Yeah.
You were so close.
Now, let's move on.
Okay.
Okay, by the way, I didn't mention it's the 360th. It's 316 today.
Really?
On 11, 12, 13.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
316.
Yeah.
12,
it's the 316th day of 2013, only 49 days remaining in 2013. So
wait, that's all for
there's all these weird number things going on, man.
Yeah.
Man, it's like the number 23
all right.
in everything.
Smell the color 9.
Jim Carrey.
You're welcome.
The Olympics.
The Olympics have turned 4 million years
old. She scored
old.
The first perfect 10 in gymnastics.
Ooh. Carrie Strug.
Nadia Comăneci.
Oh.
Romanian gymnast from the 1976 Olympics.
Wow, she did perfect?
Yep.
Wait, what was the year?
1976.
Okay, so she was probably like 17.
Oh, look at math over here.
Here comes Steve-O Jr.
Okay, so 76 means that she...
That's John Williams, by the way.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
76 is 37 years plus 17, 37.
I say she's 53.
47, she's 50.
Hold on a second, let me see. She's actually 52.
Oh!
She's 52.
I was one off. And
all
you
right.
were wrong.
So we got another one. You ready?
Yes. Olympics again?
Well, yes, kind of. But okay. This person doesn't deserve that. This person is going to get this person getting their own little theme here.
Cool.
Oh,
here
no.
you go.
Uh-oh.
Is it Lance?
Is it Lance?
No.
Neighborhood Bully?
Yeah. Think of which ice skater might be considered.
Oh, Tanya. She broke that girl's knee.
Is it Tanya Harding?
It's Tanya Harding's birthday.
Oh, gosh.
Tanya Harding.
She's the one who broke that girl's knees,
yeah,
right?
She hired people.
Nancy Kerrigan.
Nancy Kerrigan. I remember that,
gosh.
Man.
Gosh.
That happened when I was a kid. It was nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Tanya Harding, she went on to be like a professional like boxer, female kickboxer
she was so
or something.
Angry. She was yeah. so angry. How old is she?
She's just a neighborhood bully.
She is a neighborhood bully.
She is.
Oh, man, I don't know how old
okay,
she is.
Okay, so you were young when that happened. And she
oh,
was,
wait a minute. Don's telling me to walk a mile in her shoes, and I'll stop doing that.
Oh.
I'll go back to this.
She didn't say that.
She probably would.
She
exactly. We all hear
all right, she is an Olympian.
Nobody likes Tanya Harding.
Her mom does,
someone
I'm sure.
Does. No. Someone does. Someone has forgiven her.
Everybody's
right.
upset at
That's
her.
Right. Everyone is redeemable.
Pretty sure America still has a grudge against Tanya Harding.
So how old do you guys say she is?
I say 47.
Ooh, I was going to say 45.
43.
Oh, dang it!
I was a lot closer. Of threes going
so
on
So close.
Today. So close.
So close.
So far
so
away.
Far.
All right, here you go. All right.
Karate.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Stop it.
This always makes me think of Sandlot.
That's what I was
me
thinking
too.
Of.
Me too. Which would be the second time this
it's
morning
actually
I thought of Sandlot.
Booker T's birthday from Booker T and the MGs
nice.
Who performed this.
Okay.
Booker T's birthday.
63.
Booker T Jones, by the way.
Booker T Jones.
Booker T and the MGs.
I'm going to say 72.
What'd you say, Mitch?
63.
69.
Ah!
Dang.
Dang it.
This is them going after the beast.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Love, yeah, yeah.
I love the Sandlot.
Yeah, or this magic moment. That's like the best part of
this
that.
This magic
no, it's the,
moment.
No, it's the when they're on the Ferris wheel or that ride.
Oh, yeah, when they've done their chaw.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they all throw up. Yeah. Mitch. That's the grossest part of the movie.
Yeah.
Best part.
All right, so from Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, or his solo career is Neil Young.
Yes, it's Neil.
Neil Young.
Is it Neil Young?
Yeah.
That's okay. what I just said. That's
well,
what you
I
said.
Just had to fact check.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good for you. I'm proud of you. Journalist over here.
I'm a journalist. I'm a journalist. All right, Neil Young.
Only one more birthday after this.
66.
He's got, no, 69.
Wow, 68.
Dang it!
Price is right. I would have
You guys won. Are right in there. All right.
Anyway, I see.
Mitch is going to get this one.
Okay, Justin no. Bieber.
No.
Nope, that's March. That's
no.
March.
You're totally out on this one, though, Matt.
Okay.
All right.
So much
one.
Pressure.
If I get this, it's going to be weird.
NSYNC. No, what's the month?
Is it My Little Pony?
It's November. Nobody's birthday is in November in NSYNC.
I love My Little Ponies.
There you go.
I don't love them. There was a time
when we're kind. Is it Anne Hathaway's birthday?
Yep.
It's Anne Hathaway's birthday.
Did so the Princess Diaries.
Dark Knight Returns. Or Dark Knight
and of
Rises.
Of course.
Sorry.
It's just Fontaine and Les Miserables.
Time's gone by.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you see
I
Les Mis?
I didn't see it.
Oh
Matt.
Gosh,
I didn't see it.
Shame on you.
No, I didn't see it because it was described to me as a wonderful musical, but it was really long. And I didn't have a chance
Fantine,
to rent it.
Whatever. Fantine is her, was her character's
whatever.
Name.
Okay. Anne Hathaway, how old
yeah.
do we think she is?
Oh my
is?
Gosh, I love her.
Oh, 33. I think she's the same age as Gosling.
34.
Wait, I gotta get into this. We get less wonder. There you go.
He took my childhood
Whoa.
And is strong.
She's upset.
She, okay,
clearly
when I saw
upset.
This part, when I saw this
clearly.
Part, he was gone. I just started crying.
I can't imagine a girl
I saw
crying.
This, I saw this before it released with Yo, and I just started crying.
Okay. You saw it with us.
And I saw it with you on Christmas Day.
Midnight.
Midnight. Exhausted.
Yeah. Exhausted. Crying.
Yeah, I was pretty
crying.
Tired.
No, I cried at completely different parts the second time I saw
so
it.
So how old you guys say? When?
I said 33.
34.
31.
Oh, man.
No way.
She's only a year older
she's,
than me.
Look at all
what
she's
have you done with your life?
Life?
I've done tons of stuff, guys. I still haven't seen the Grand Canyon, though.
What?
I know.
Okay, we are two dates.
Okay.
Yes.
We are two dates.
Mitch could always use a date.
Nope.
All right. On this date in what year The frozen bodies of Robert Scott and his men were found on the Ross Ice Shelf in Antarctica.
Captain America.
Oh, obviously around 10 years ago.
Oh, no. I 1986?
I don't even know this part in history. I don't think this is in my history book.
I didn't either.
1932.
1912.
Wow. Oh. I was a little off with that, with my guess.
Yeah, well, I, you know.
Just a bit.
Who knew? Okay. So on this date, in what year, according to Kentucky legend, the cheeseburger was born at Kalen's Tavern in Louisville?
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm disappointed if the cheeseburger was born in Louisville. I don't like Louisville.
So when you were touring and stuff, when you guys were on stage, did you go, Louisville, we hate you?
No, we didn't. We never really played in Louisville. That was the thing.
Maybe that's why you don't
like
it.
You just didn't go.
I mean, I went. I got a good friend that lived there.
Okay. Eric Marshall, I love you. You never listen to this show, but I love you.
It's my boy.
Proof. Proof. All right.
Proof.
1920.
1917.
This was in 1934.
Why did it take so long for the cheeseburger to be invented?
Because of the Great Depression.
Oh, damn.
They were like, we got nothing else to do. Let's come up with good ideas.
Let's make burgers. All right.
Combine the cheese with the
go to a standard here.
Technology.
Napoleon.
This is technology song.
Technology song, I know.
On this date in what year, Tim Berners-Lee published a formal proposal for the World Wide Web.
Ooh.
And made everyone forever and ever have to say www.
Okay, 1988.
Nope. 1982.
1990.
Oh! What? So much closer than you.
You would have
Yeah, Matt
the
got one
right.
of these actually this morning. Didn't he get
he
one?
He got one.
I got Ryan Gosling. I got the best
you
one.
You did get Ryan
We're Gosling. To today. Today is 11, 12, 13.
It's a good date.
Yeah, it's going to be a good night.
It's going to be a great day.
Yeah. Today is National Young Readers Day.
Hey.
All right, read a book.
Read a book, kid.
Reading is fundamental. All right, riff.
Making reading is fun.
And today is Pizza with the Works, except Anchovies Day.
Or sausage. No sausage.
No. Pizza with the Works, except anchovies.
Like, that's the specific day?
Yep.
That's funny.
Yep. And that is all.
Hey, thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, guys. We got a great day coming up. It's New Music Tuesday, so in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be bombarding you with brand new music that you probably will like and maybe even hate.
Maybe,
so,
possibly.
Listen up.
And coming up in just a bit, it is Tuesday, so...
What?
Caleb from The Mix. Come
on. We're going to talk a little bit about the blackout event.
Heck yeah.
And how you can know what's going on, because right now you might not.
All right. Let's
Paranoia.
That's awkward.
It's horrible.
I hate it.
It's
going to
be great. It's T-Boss of Morning Party.
Now.
Static Radio.
You got this?
I hope so. Hey, everybody, good morning.
Good morning, Team Awesome Morning Party.
Today is Team Awesome Morning Party M&M edition.
Hey.
Mitch and Mateo.
Mateo and Mitch.
Yeah, I'm the red M&M, and you are
it'd be the yellow, but that'd be sad because that's not the girl.
We decided yesterday that you'd be the discontinued, like...
Stop it right now!
The pink one or something.
Why is this
or
happening?
Or just Easter edition. You're a pastel pink M&M.
Okay, I'll be the Easter edition because it's just occasionally.
Yeah, there you go.
Joining us right now.
Yeah?
What
Caleb.
Up?
What's up? Whoop. You got that?
Heck yeah.
Trying to.
All right.
M&M's. I went to M&M World a few weekends ago in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
Yeah. I took a bunch of kids. It was epic, man.
You took a bunch of kids to Vegas?
I think we spent like $65 on M&M's.
That's awesome. It's,
they have an M&M wall of every color. White, black, green.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen M&M's.
Oh.
They have white chocolate. They have raspberry flavor.
It's right next to GameWorks on the Strip.
Okay, well.
Or Coca-Cola World. Coca-Cola World is huge because they have the big Coca-Cola thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was epic.
I don't drink Coca-Cola. Are you kidding me?
They get you with the color scheme because it just looks so pretty. So like, I want it all.
And, you know, I was talking with one of the ladies. You know, these kids were pouring them in their bags and then they would spill some and there's like a little drainage thing. They're like, yeah, we have to discard all of them. I'm like, that must be tons.
They're just throwing away M&M's.
Yeah,
that's not okay.
That's not good.
Yeah, I was like, man. But it was fun anyway.
I would repackage them. Caleb, there's so much stuff going on.
I would want to be a peanut M&M.
A peanut?
Yeah.
I never liked those. Those are my favorite.
They're my favorite.
They're my favorite too. That's why.
Not me, guys.
They're
like.
Are we allowed to say this? Are we allowed to be talking about this?
So tell us what's going on tonight,
dude. Let me just tell you, bro. What is going on?
It's a big deal.
It is. It's probably out of my 5 years at the mix, running it and having an awesome time doing it. Tonight is going to be the end of a chapter, but the beginning of a new chapter.
Ooh.
If that's
I feel like it's part two, like, of a series. So it's like another book.
Okay. It's it could be another book with the same same core meaning and story.
Yeah.
You know,
Mitch,
tonight
she wants a trilogy.
Want a trilogy.
She wants the last trilogy, like the last book in the series, to be divided into two. And you actually want four movies, Mitch.
Yeah, I want
that's
four movies. Part one and part two is the
Mitch
third.
Loves Twilight. That's what I'm
not
saying.
True.
That's the whole thing. That was
wrong.
My whole point.
Wrong. Not true.
So tonight is the blackout event.
Tonight is the blackout epic laser and light show event.
Tell us what you were telling us earlier at the skate park or in Solomon's porch. You got these lights.
Oh yeah. Last night we started setting up some of the lights, and we started at 7:30. I thought it was going to take like an hour. We didn't leave till 11.
Ooh.
We did it up inside the mix with lights, laser lights, and it's going to be, we have 3D laser lights.
I don't even know what that looks like.
I don't either. I kind of got a gist of it last night, but it is going to be sick. Let me just tell you, if you don't have anything going on tonight, come from 6 to 10 p.m. It's a free event. It's going to be pretty much a big party. To celebrate the mix's existence, really.
Yes.
The mix is an awesome place. You know, I've been doing some research since 2000 is when it got constructed and built, to different people who ran it, different events that have gone on. And the mix has done so much stuff.
Yeah.
It starts to overwhelm me. I'm like, man, that was cool. This is cool. But the mix itself has not had a little bit of TLC as far as the interior. You know, the decor, and this is a great time. That's what we're going to do.
There you go. Three
Amazing.
Months.
We're going to be closed for 3 months. That's part of the mix. Blackout is tonight. We're going to just have a big party, cast a vision, have some loud music, and just send off the old mix so that we can make way for a new mix.
So is it just the mix, or is it the mix and the skate park?
The skate park, too, but the skate park not as much just because it's all concrete.
Okay.
And we have a really rocking skate park. You don't want to mess with something that's already
you
good.
Why fix it if it ain't broke?
Exactly.
I'm saying, you add some sparkly.
New features, a couple new portable features, hopefully.
Unless you guys were going to add one of those giant ramps.
Like a giant, like, mega ramp.
Yes, like,
I'm just not
you could
sure.
build it over there above the barbed wire, and it could come down, and then that's so how you would test people. That's how you would test to know if they really were good.
If they really were good.
Because if they would make
the barbed wire.
Yeah, they would jump, and if they didn't make it, they'd be like, well, you shouldn't have done the mega ramp. Why'd you try it?
Oh, man.
They have to sign a waiver.
This is why I'm not.
We have all kids sign waivers.
Designer of things like the roller coaster, you know, those roller coaster tycoon, those video games or whatever. I couldn't play those because mine were always like, and then you'll go off into space, and if you don't come back, you weren't supposed to.
I just saw gravity. I'm not about that.
You're not about that life, are you?
Nuh-uh.
So what time's it starting tonight?
Caleb? Tonight the doors will open at 6 p.m. sharp. We have a DJ, live music. We'll have food and drink. We'll be chilling, hanging out. And just going crazy, really.
That's
going
to be really awesome.
6 to 10, 4 hours of just pure good fun.
Mm.
So,
all right, well,
I want everybody in Albuquerque to come.
Yeah.
It's a big party, but if one person shows up, I'm going to still party.
Those lights are going to be going.
Dude, last night we did a little test run, and I was like a kid. I felt like I was like 8 years old or maybe even young. I was just like, like giddy excited. Yeah. I was like, this is the coolest. Oh, this is so rad. It's amazing how these lights just mesmerize. You're like, whoa, is this even real?
Yes. Yeah. What you are is you're like a 9-month-old watching Baby Einstein.
just in awe. No, it's going to be super awesome. And, it's going to be cool. I've been there 5 years managing it, running it, and doing skate ministry. And I've done as much as I could, you know, as far as – adding different elements to make it a more dynamic youth center. And that, I mean, that's the big reason. The mix, the name, the mix itself is the idea to mix different youth elements together and just create a really cool, fun, safe place for kids to hang out.
That's cool.
Ultimately, where we can share the gospel, you know, through love and relationship and stuff like that. So
that's awesome, man.
Now it's just, you're getting a little bit of a tune-up, per se. You know, you drive a car for 10 years, you got to tune it up, put a little bit back into it. So that's what we're going to do, just clean it up. And by February, actually Valentine's Day of 2014 is when we're going to reopen. And it's going to be a
Is that going to be another party?
It's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be the chocolate out.
It's going to be all those M&M's.
Everybody's bringing chocolate and M&M's.
It's
going
to be like, I don't know what I want to call it, but something about love, you know? Love for the community, love for the youth. We love you guys.
Love for the mix.
It's all about love.
We love you guys. Come to
peace
this thing.
And love. Yeah, we love you guys.
And then all the laser lights will be red.
Maybe.
Valentine's, Valentine's. Whoa.
You like that?
No.
Is that good?
So what are you going to do the whole time?
I'm going to be working. I'm going to be building stuff in there.
Just building.
You're
becoming Noah for this thing.
Yeah. I'm going to be building. A lot of the construction stuff is going to be with me and my staff, you know.
Yeah.
And also, you know, the big thing is we're planning future events and activities for the mix. And it's not just skateboarding. We really want to do more just youth dynamic stuff. Yeah. Hiking, camping, snowboarding.
So kind of take it up to the next level.
Yeah. More organized, you know, where parents especially can check our website or come in and see what we have going on in the months to come, if it's free or if it's going to cost money.
Right.
We really want to open it up beyond just the church borders to the community. I think there's a lot of kids who would love to go skate around New Mexico that just don't have the means, you know,
Absolutely.
As far as like a vehicle or whatever. So.
And that's something I've always loved about the Mix Game Room and Skate Park is that it's like, it's a community. It's like a community within, obviously, a church on a church campus. But you guys go out and you do things. You go on mission trips. You involve the community in so many different ways. And you make it known that it's not just for skaters.
Yeah.
It's for everyone.
It is. That was a big reason the name change again. The Mix, Game Room and Skate Park. You know, it used to be called Calvary Skate Park. And just by a simple name change, it opened the doors up to a bigger audience. And actually, we've seen really great results. And I think it'll... you know, when you just relay the foundation, I guess, and just kind of fix us some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And next year, hopefully, you know, it'll be a more dynamic youth center.
And
you're right. I've been there 5 years, and at first I thought it was very much a church thing, but I've definitely grown. It's not. It's a community thing.
Yeah.
You know, we're here for the community. We're open to the general public. Anybody could come and use it, no matter what church or faith or what age, you know, you want to be. And we invite everybody to come and hang out. And
it's a very real place.
Yeah, it's turned into a safe place for a lot of kids to come and hang out. So that's our goal. I mean, we just want to have fun. And it's going to be a bummer for a few months to shut down. We've never done that, as far as I know, since it's been open, to shut down for an extended period of time.
You're getting stuff done.
It's worth it. I found this quote online. If you don't change, nothing ever changes. You know, and that's kind of like the idea that I run with. You know, good things are on the other side. So I'm super, super stoked. So come out and party with us tonight at 6 to 10, the Epic Laser and Light Show.
Seriously?
Blackout. It's going to be so awesome.
It's themixabq.org.
Yep. Themixabq.org. We have info on there as well as Facebook.
Yeah, I put up a link to the Facebook on our Facebook.
Well, there you go.
Right.
And don't miss this tonight.
No, seriously.
Because Caleb is going to be so into these lasers.
Right now, I'm currently imagining you in a corner just dancing to those laser lights.
I see you with those little lights that, like, the.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
what are those called?
Poi?
Yes.
Glow sticks.
Just going, ooh.
maybe I'll go pick up some of those. Seriously.
You should.
Because it would be a perfect night for that.
I picture me just walking in there and. No matter who's there, like Mitch said, I just look over in the corner and there's just this person just
zoned out.
Totally involved in what they're doing. And then you look up at me and you just give me this look like, I'm really serious right now. I can't talk to you because this is happening.
Yes,
and I'm
dude.
Like, okay, that's fine. I'm going to stand over here.
Sure.
I love it.
It's going to be fun. And I'm just excited for what really God has for the mix.
That's cool.
So I can't complain, and God is good.
Well, Are you still going to come visit us on the show?
On yes. Tuesday? Heck yeah. We need to do, it's called like checking in, you
checking
know?
Checking in.
Yeah. Update us.
Updates. Yep. Updates.
Updates
for, sure.
for Caleb.
Let maybe we, yeah.
Thing now.
We're
going to have our voice guy.
Caleb.
I love it. Our voice guy totally say something like that.
Updates.
Updates with
because
Caleb.
Because not only is like, and I think you mentioned it earlier, not only is the mix getting a tune up, but you are getting a tune up.
Oh, straight
because
up.
Because you and Mitch's husband Kelly are doing this CrossFit thing.
Oh, we are determined. The 90 day challenge. Challenge. It's been hard, but it's been the greatest.
That's
oh
awesome.
My gosh, it's so, changing my life. Woo! I would have never thought, but I'm like,
and he, you're filming it, right?
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
filming every time.
Yeah. He films. I have yet to see footage. So
every throw up.
But I have the footage is going to prove to me that it's happening because I kept making a joke last night that actually CrossFit is just you guys going to a dance class or something.
You're going to come home and Kelly's going to be like plieing. He's going, oh!
What are you doing? What's going on in here?
Get out of the house.
It'd be a big problem. So I'm going to have to see that footage to make sure it's real
yeah.
life.
I was making fun of somebody.
Right.
You know, the hard work is going to pay off.
Class.
I already feel it paying off. Not only in my own personal physical body, but right. I already know at the mix, especially, you know, it's going to pay off. Yes, it's going to be a bummer close for a bit, but on the flip side, it's just going to be more dynamic, more organized. We're going to have more activities. It's going to be a better environment for more people to use, you know, girls and guys that don't skate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's rad, man.
It's going to be awesome.
It's just like what you said. Like, you won't change unless you change.
Yeah.
And change is not easy for anyone.
No.
And so we're standing at the onset of all these changes and everybody's kind of bummed.
Yeah.
But on the other side, it's going to be like, that was totally worth it.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to have, like, an example for the rest of the time.
Exactly. Illustration.
It's kind of like back when we did the blackout. Let me tell you about it.
I have a lot of those.
Start out with you and some poi dancing in a corner. That's what it's
going to
start out.
It's going to be fun.
Awesome.
All right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio for all the information about the blackout tonight at the Mix and Game Room. Mix Game Room and Skate Park. But right now, 7:25. So I'm going to do this to you.
You got it. I like to see how long it takes it to load before I can. Before
Why
I can,
does this happen?
I don't know. It's just slow. Well, we know, everyone, we have the construction going on at I-25 in Paseo. You should be careful around there. It looks like it's getting a little backed up. Also, it's getting congested over on Ellison near Coors. Probably a lot of morning time traffic over there,
yeah,
I'm guessing.
7:25. So.
Man, yesterday it was just green everywhere because it was Veterans Day and nobody had to go work. But that's all that's showing up right now, so you guys be careful out there.
Be careful.
Be
guys.
Safe. Drive. Pay attention.
To the road.
Yes.
Not to your phone.
Yeah. Who brings us traffic today?
Solomon's Porch, located on the Calvary campus, 4001 Osuna Road, 505-338-3669 is the phone number. Call them. See what happens. Sometimes they have interesting conversations with you. So,
okay.
There you go. Getting to a song right now. It's The Civil Wars.
Oh, prepare your heart.
Right now. Seriously. Dust to dust. Thanks, Caleb.
Yes. Chill adios.
This is Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static Radio.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm not ready.
You're not ready?
Hold on, ready?
Wait, you... What were you singing? Hey, everybody. Good morning. This is Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good morning.
And today I'm joined by our ever-loving midday person, Mitch.
Ever-loving?
Yeah.
That's nice to see you.
You love us forever.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
That's how it goes. So we decided, since we have a little bit of time before New Music Tuesday.
7:38 right now.
Yeah.
Probably driving in your car.
Yeah.
But you probably have a Bluetooth. And you're able to call in.
Oh, we want to do a giveaway.
What?
We want to have a contest. Okay. I love giving stuff away over the radio.
Okay.
Because that's so much fun. When
it
you
is.
Win something on the radio. I remember Dave won some tickets to a concert on the radio in Nashville. And he called me and he's like, I won something. I won. And I was like, who are you going to see? And he's like, I don't know, some band. And then I ended up going with him.
So, and was it okay?
It was that band Group Love. It was a good show.
Oh,
but
okay.
Miss Mister, who we play on Culture Shock, opened
right?
up for them. It wasn't Neon Trees. Opened up for them.
That's amazing.
And that was fun.
That was so cool. So you ready for this?
Yeah. We want to give away something. But you have to call in right now, and we're going to ask you the question.
505-338-3700. We have things to give away.
We have so much cool stuff.
What's up for grabs right now?
We have an autographed copy of the Digital Age CD.
What?
Your favorite band and mine. Not mine, but you might love it. You love it.
You do.
You're going to love it.
All right. Static.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Who is this?
TJ.
TJ, you win everything.
You win everything all the time.
I know.
But that's okay. We have this for you.
Tell you what, whatever I win, I'll just give to someone else.
Oh, pay it forward.
Monday.
I like it.
All right. You ready for this trivia question?
Sure.
Okay, my friend TJ. Finland has more of these than any other country.
Oh, boy.
You can do this. Just calm down. Ignore the sweating. Just calm down.
Bison.
No, my friend. That is incorrect.
I have no idea.
That's okay. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, keep trying.
All right.
All right.
505-338-3700. Ready for this?
Yes.
Static.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm ready to win something.
Oh, hey, look out for this guy.
He's ready to win something.
All right. Did you hear the question? I'll say it again. Finland has more of these than any other country.
Swiss Army knives.
Ah, no. Not even close. Thank you, though.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did that guy answer the question or no?
No, he did not.
Well, he did,
so
but
now
it was
it's
incorrect.
Up to you.
I will give it a shot and say rich people.
Ooh. That's no. That's not it. Thank you, though.
Wrong.
Peace out.
Bye. Peace out.
505-338-3700. Static.
What is up, my dude?
Shane.
Loving me some you guys.
Hey.
It's M&M day.
You know what? I'm going to go with either fishing boats or icebergs.
Oh, you are on the right track, but Shoot. That is not it.
All right, you guys have a great day.
I love you, Shane. Shane. Static.
Cool. Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
You know, just watching Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay.
Is it too late to win stuff?
Oh, hello! No, it's not.
7:41 in the morning.
All right. Finland has more of these than any other country. What is it?
Finland has this more than any other country?
Yes. That was a heavy sigh.
Yeah.
That was a heavy sigh.
Burdened by this
burden,
question.
Burden. The burden is too great.
White people?
Okay. No. Thank you for calling.
Static.
Hello?
Is this Static?
Oh, this
yes.
is Static.
Are you still doing that contest?
Oh, we
yes.
are.
Saunas.
Saunas.
Saunas. That's not it. Thank you, though.
Yep.
505-338-3700. Up for grabs.
Up for grabs is an autographed copy of The Digital Age, their newest album called
Vanna
Evening
it
Morning.
For the webcam.
Oh, look, everyone.
Vanna. Oh, you're such a good Vanna.
Oh.
338-3700. Static.
Hey.
Yeah, so this whole Finland thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess fishing hatcheries.
Oh, no, that's not it.
That is not it.
But
it has something to do with fishing.
Maybe.
Maybe. It could.
In a roundabout way.
Oh.
Ooh, all right, now I got it.
Thank you.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Do you have a guess for my question?
I do. Is it fjords?
What?
Hang on fjords? A second. Hang on.
Hold on. He's doing something really important.
I have to Google check something really quick.
Okay.
FJ.
No, I know how to spell it.
Oh.
Okay. The question is.
What's your name?
Lisa,
the question is, Finland has more of these than any
okay.
other country.
No, I was thinking that might be, you know, like a... What's,
something.
Yeah, a that's Finnish gonna, word for
something.
What this is, but that's not it. That's a different
oh,
thing. But you are
okay.
very close. I will say that. You are very close. Do you want to guess again, since you were so close?
I have no other idea. Fiat, I know.
Did you say fiat?
Yeah.
That's not it.
That's also wrong.
Thank you for calling, though.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Turn down your radio because we are on a delay, and you will get confused, and we will get confused. Static.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you all?
Doing great.
Oh, fantastic.
Good. My guess is windmills.
Windmills. That's not it, my friend.
No. Keep trying.
This is a tough question.
It is. It's a good one.
It is a good one.
You made a really good guess off air, and that was wrong. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. Do you remember what it was?
No.
Your guess was fins.
Oh, fins. It's not fins.
It's not fins.
For you clever people out there.
Static.
Hey.
Hey.
All right. I'm going to guess islands.
Oh, man.
What is it?
That's it. Boom! It is islands.
Islands.
Finland has more islands than any other country in the world.
There you go.
So will you do me a favor? Hang on the line. We're going to get all your info from you.
What's your name?
Brian.
Brian.
You have won today's contest. Hang on the line. We'll be right back.
All right. There you go. Finland has more islands than what? Any other place in the world?
Yeah. And so when the lady said fjord, I was like, wait, is that just the Finnish word for island? But it's not. That's like a different kind of landmass.
Okay. Good to know.
Oh, yeah. But it was a great guess.
That was a good guess.
It was a good guess.
All right. We are going to get this guy's information, and we will be back.
Yes.
In just a bit.
Team Awesome Morning Party M&M Edition.
Now.
On Static Radio.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
That was a split decision.
That was a hard cut to Gaudier.
Sorry.
Guys, welcome. It's New Music Tuesday.
It is time. So what we need you to do is get to Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That's where you dig or bury. Of course, you can call in if you want. 505-338-3700. We have a ton of music to get to.
But
by
sadly,
a ton, I mean like 2,000 songs.
No locals rule. If we got them, I don't think they come to my email yet. So if we got them, we'll save them all for next week.
I don't think we got any, actually.
Oh, locals rule. Guys, if you have a song that you want to try to get on the air, send it to our locals rule thing.
Get to mystaticradio.com under the locals rule section.
Yeah.
Submit an MP3, a biography of yourself, and we will play it this time every single Tuesday.
Oh, man. And I love it. And
yes.
I'm sad that we don't have any today. But we have a ton of other songs.
We do. I see some music in here that's going to make people say, what?
Yep.
It's going to make people go, hmm.
Okay. Anyway, we started playing back, I think in July or August when I first got here, we started playing a song from the band called War Generation featuring John Bunch, who was in Further Seems Forever, and before that he was in Sensefield, which Steve-O loves that band, loves Sensefield. And so we've been playing Done and Gone for a while,
mm-hmm.
and Steve-O and I were like, we need a new War Generation song.
Time to retire Done and Gone?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
We've had it.
You got this one.
Yeah, this is called Wake Up, and it's kind of along the same lines. So let us know. You dig it? Do you not dig it? You want to bury it?
Facebook.com
yeah.
/MyStaticRadio.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is that where they got
to
go?
That's where they got to go, to
okay.
dig or bury. Or you can call us 338-3700. Ready for this?
Sure. This is Wake Up by War Generation, and you are listening to New Music Tuesday on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static Radio.
War Generation, Wake Up!
Wake up, y'all! New Music Tuesday!
There you go.
So what's happening? What did you think, Mitch?
I thought that it sounded very familiar.
Familiar.
Because it sounds like Done and Gone.
Oh, it is the same band. And we have some feedback on the Facebooks.
On the Facebooks?
Seth says it has been dug. He likes it.
It has been dugged.
David says Rise Against and the Offspring had a baby and it is meh.
So wait, how do they have a baby and it's only meh?
Okay. This is a figurative statement. It's not to be taken literally.
I am not understanding it.
Oh, Thebe says too much of an Offspring feel. I would rather split all of my fingers down to the second knuckle than listen to Offspring.
Welcome to Americana.
TJ says sounds like the song on a record that no one listens to. This band just put it in there to fill a void. Oh, some harsh criticism.
So far, things are not going well on New Music Tuesday this morning.
Meh, dig.
Caleb.
<All right. laughs> Caleb, that's how Caleb felt. All right, so the next song, we'll move on since everybody's just so into the War Generation.
I know,
song.
Right? Obviously.
You know, it does sound very similar to the other one.
It did.
It really did. But whatever.
It's cool. You know what? We're moving right along. We don't have to focus on what just happened.
Moving right along.
Moving right along.
But loose and fancy free.
Are you singing the Muppets?
Maybe.
Okay.
The next song's from a local group. You know them. You love them. Poema.
Poema.
Poma. Is this that Poma? Dale Puckett, their dad, is an incredible guitar player, and he actually came through the other day, and he was like, dudes, we need a new Poema song, which was funny because we had been talking about how we wanted a new Poema song because we've been playing Wonder.
That was it.
Yeah, and so he recommended this song. We listened to it, and we were like, that's an excellent song. So this is your song, not by Elton John, but by Poema.
Poema.
Yeah.
Poema.
Let us know what you think.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Poema. That is your song.
Mine?
No.
Mitch, you can't give away their song. You didn't write it.
I was talking to Dell. Dell, that song was for you.
Dell, we love you, buddy.
That was your song.
That was yours. So we got, oh, wow, tons of people jumping on this.
New Music Tuesday recap happening right now. Get your thoughts in at facebook.com.
I love that Poema.
Poema.
Yeah.
That's how everybody in Nashville says their name, I'm sure. Poema.
I don't know. Poema? Well, see, now everybody that lives in Nashville either moved there from L.A. or New York.
Oh, so they all talk like Poema.
Poema? And then you got the few people that are actually from Nashville.
Oh, let's go see them. That Poema.
And then everybody's like, redneck. What up? Oh. Thebes digs it. TJ says, I can dig Poema. But at least let's be honest and admit Kobe Calay and J.J. Heller got together and made an album.
Oh, come on. TJ.
And Michael is just as surprised as me. He says, Thebes likes a song with female vocals?
That's what I thought. I was like, wait. Did I read that correctly? Thebes says dig. Dig.
Man, we've got tons of dig. Uh-oh, Caleb says he just can't really get into Poema. Barry.
Okay.
But everybody else is, they love it. Well, except for Ryan. Oh, and Brian Lopez has a great comment. He says the acoustic sounds Mayer-ish at times.
Mayer, like John Mayer-ish.
Mayer-ish. Did you hear that Katy Perry and John Mayer might be engaged?
I heard that around the grapevine, through the grapevine.
You have a grapevine?
Of yahoo.com.
Can you even grow grapes out here? Yes, you can,
yes.
Because I learned from Beanix at the the
don't open that one.
This continent's oldest, like, something is here. I don't know. Anyway.
Vineyard?
Yes, Vineyard. That's okay. What it was. I lost my train of thought halfway through. Anyway.
What are we talking about?
Most people love Poema.
Oh, good.
Tons of reaction on that. I'm encouraged. I was like, man, is anybody even awake for New Music Tuesday?
They are, and they're chiming in, and if you want to, you can too. You can also call us 338-3700. This next song, closely related to Poema.
Yeah, Poema.
Aaron Sprinkle?
Yes. Aaron Sprinkle's a producer. He worked with a lot of Tooth and Nail bands up in Seattle. Well, I think he's in Nashville now.
Yeah,
oh,
I think
who
he
knew?
Is.
He did Amber Lynn's latest record.
So
he
good.
Did Poema's first record, I think, a couple records back. But anyway, he does solo stuff now and then, and he put out a new one this year.
It'll be all right.
It will be. Everything's going to be all right. It's Aaron
Everything.
Sprinkle.
Gonna be all right. That was Aaron Sprinkle, his song All Right. Let's see what the people have to say. Brian says...
I have to say that that's catchy.
You like it?
I love it.
Brian says it's positive and encouraging.
More
but
music.
Maybe not
static.
It is an upbeat song, but I don't think they would play that on Kayla.
No, I don't
or
think
Aaron
so.
One. They'd be like, no, it's not blah, blah, blah enough. TJ says, I imagine the music video has him walking and singing down a street while everything around him burns and explodes in slow motion.
I was thinking opposite. Like, he was walking down a street, but everything's turning into, like, candy and cotton candy and more candy and just bright colors.
Can we just mention the fact that you ruined Team Awesome Morning Party now by saying meow a while ago?
I didn't say meow. I said meow.
Whatever. You ruined it, and I'm sad. How am I supposed to recover from this?
You can do it. I believe in you. I'm stretching you. You are being stretched. You're going to make it through this.
Lord, help me now. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do now. Phoebe says, did Derek Webb change his name? Bring back poor old Lou.
Aw.
Today's going to be all right. New Music Tuesday gets better. Best song so far? Dig, says Michael. Hey, thank you guys for your feedback. If you want to help us out with that, go to facebook.com/mystaticradio. And we would greatly appreciate your opinions.
Okay, what is the next song that you want to do?
The next song
that you want to play.
Let's do this one.
This one?
I created one. Now, this song somehow was in the system, but I've never heard it before.
I don't know. I think this was like a New Music Tuesday question mark, and we played it. We don't know what
happened?
We don't know. So we're going to try it again.
It was never added. So pretend like you don't remember this if you do, and let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Rivers and Robots.
Mm. Their song, Uncreated One.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
Okay. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That was Rivers and Robots, their song Uncreated One.
There you go. New Music Tuesday.
New Music Tuesday on Static Radio.
What are the peeps saying on Facebook?
Well, we got kind of a split decision here. We have some goods, dig, and then we have, can this be uncreated?
I see what he did there.
I see what he did. And TJ says, on a serious note, this isn't good. But then Jonathan says, I love Phil Collins, dig. And I love Phil Collins too, so that's great.
Good.
Rochelle says she likes what these robots and rivers are doing here. And Carly says, not bad, but not good either. And then Mitch and I were just talking off air about how we tend to listen to music seasonally.
Yeah, okay. It was summertime, and I was listening to just like pure pop music.
Yeah.
Because it has like the nts, 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 and I'm just ready for it. And then summer's almost over, and I'm like, oh no, we got to start looking for fall time music.
Yeah, and this, for some reason, like, okay, there's a federal parkway in Mississippi that runs from Mississippi through part of Alabama and up to Nashville. It's from Natchez to Nashville. It's called the Natchez Trace. And it's just woods. And there's like no cell phone signal. Well, there is now. But it's a
recipe for a scary movie.
You can't hunt around it. Yes, there's legends of like ghosts and panthers and Bigfoot and all this. But it's an old trade route, and now it's a federal parkway, and it's just the speed limit is 50 miles an hour.
What?
You can't go fast. There are deer.
Perfect for fall time.
It really is. There are deer everywhere, and then you see the leaves like completely change, and then sometimes if it snows, it'll be covered in snow, you know, and you have to be really careful then because people are crazy.
Yeah.
And then in the South, if it snows and people drive, they're like, no, what is this machine? But that song made me think of driving on the Natchez Trace during the fall.
Okay, so if I were driving there, that is actually the song I'd want to be listening to.
It's the chill fall song.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know? And
I
here we
it.
Are in the middle of November, and
fall.
It's like, maybe
autumn.
This is the time for this.
I think you are onto something. I feel like that's a definite ad. Maybe we played that song and it was summertime and people were like, what are you doing?
What is this?
Because regardless of whether or not they know that they listen to music according to season,
yeah,
it happens.
You think most people do?
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Somebody call us in. Call in to us now. Don't call us into anything.
Nope, just
call in to us right now.
Call us.
Do you listen to music seasonally? Does the weather change affect the music you listen to? What do you think?
I think so. 338-3700. Where are we going now?
Okay, let's do The Rescue.
Okay.
This is a band that we found trolling the internet. Who trolls the internet?
Trolls.
Mitch, you do.
I do. I definitely do.
No.
I am a YouTube sensation.
YouTube?
Just
You're
kidding.
A YouTube sensation?
I wish it was like in a different country, like Australia or something.
You were huge in Australia.
Yeah.
Who is that? And then like we go to Australia for some reason, everybody's like, it's
paparazzi,
her.
Paparazzi.
Yeah, for real. That would be crazy.
All right, maybe this is our answer.
Maybe so.
Static.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
You know something? That is like, what a topic. I never thought about it. Other than Christmas music, which is, you know, is pretty obvious, I never really thought about, you know, what kind of music I listen to according to each season that I'm in.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like the four seasons. Dude, I mean, now I'm going to be totally pondering and analyzing on what I'm listening to.
I know. Well,
yeah.
We were talking about it off air, and then I guess we were like, wait, I do that too.
Yeah.
You know, so it's getting cold outside and it's a little more dreary, you know, the leaves are falling off. And for some reason, you just make the switch. You're like, I only want to listen to somber music right now.
Yeah, like right now when it's overcast outside, I am set. Like a cup of like hot tea and this last song that we just played on repeat.
Yeah.
So good.
Interesting.
That is fascinating. Right on. Thanks, you guys.
Okay, thank you.
Another phone call.
Let's do it.
Static.
Hey, you guys, how are you? It's Calvin from Hobbs.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Calling about the seasonal music thing.
Yeah.
That's totally a thing. Like, yeah, everyone does that.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah, like, my brother and I, we only listen to, not only, but, like, when summertime hits, it's, like, Reliant K.
Yeah,
and, like, their older stuff.
Like, pop-punk stuff.
Yeah,
exciting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then now that it's summer, I'm listening to, like, Forget Not Slow Down and stuff like that.
Hey, so, I love that record for fall time also.
Mm-hmm. The Forget Not Slow Down?
Yeah.
And then Christmas time, we know what songs we're listening to. Reliant K Christmas music.
Okay,
yes,
Reliant
that's
K
the
fans.
Only Christmas music I listen to. Because
it's funny that we're
boring.
Bringing up Reliant K because they're going to be in town this
on
week.
On Thursday.
I am so excited. You have no idea.
Yeah, you're going to be there?
Traveling
yes.
home from Hobbs?
The only thing that would make it better is if you guys were touring with them again.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Tell me about it.
I would freak out.
Well, hey, speaking of Reliant K and Motion City Soundtrack in town on Thursday, if you want more information about that, go to Reliant K's website or whatever. But they have a band that's on the tour called Driver Friendly, and we're going to play their song right now. Are you ready for it, Calvin?
Yes, I'm listening to it right now.
All right, cool, man. Thanks for calling.
Yep, bye, guys.
Bye.
All right, so New Music Tuesday. This is a band called Driver Friendly. Their song, Lost Boys. They are on tour with Reliant K, who will be in town this week.
Hey.
Yeah, and more information on that, go to Reliant K's website. This is Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static Radio. That was Driver Friendly, their song Lost Boys. Tell us what you think. Get to Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
What is going on?
This is a slow intro.
This is beautiful.
Outro, sorry. That actually went on for like another 30 seconds.
Should just let it play through.
No.
Amazing.
You don't want to talk over that beauty like I just did?
See,
I'm sorry.
Actually-
What an idiot, that
Gosh.
Mateo.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That was Driver Friendly. Tell us if you liked it, if you didn't like it. And you can always call us.
TJ is incredible.
What do you say? Come on, TJ.
TJ says, are they truly driver friendly if I'm Facebooking while driving? Hashtag YOLO swag.
Yes.
TJ, you're awesome. Okay. We got a phone call?
Yeah. Static.
Hey. Okay, well, was it TJ? I'm not irresponsible in Facebooking while driving. I want to say yes, I do like that one. That
All
was
right.
good.
Yeah.
But and also on your seasonal music, I totally agree, but I also think that weather changes our moods with the music too. It's like when it's rainy, I want to listen to something happy, you know? I don't know why. I just change my mood, I guess.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's crazy how that happens. How do these outside forces work together with music to change our mood?
Mother Nature.
Weird.
There should be a government study.
I'm going to do it.
I feel like it's
going to
be billions of dollars in the hole.
Billions and billions. That's right.
All I need is you people to give me billions and billions of dollars, and I'll figure it out. I promise.
MyStaticRadio.com for donating. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
That's funny.
Music changing our moods, or weather changing our moods.
Yeah, or music and weather working together to conspiracily change our mood.
I wanted you to rhyme so bad just now.
No, I did.
Music and weather working together to change our mood forever. What?
Stop it. Gosh, Bieber, be quiet over there.
Nope, wrong.
Everybody kind of, well, Brian says Barry. He did not like that song. But then we got some others. Diggity.
Okay.
Pretty good dig. It's all right. Oh, Jonathan, he's going to get musical on me for a second. Uh-oh. He says, I love time signature changes. 6-8 choruses make me smile.
Okay, 6-8 choruses make me stressed out.
Why?
Because I can't sing in 6-8.
You can't think about it. If you have problems like counting.
I do.
I find myself like if there's a time, and I'm sorry everybody, we're talking about music. If you don't care about it.
Whatever
you're about
you guys
to be
talk
bored.
About Comics Corner. You have Comics Corner like every day.
Everybody loves comics,
and
Mitch.
I don't know what's going on.
Mitch,
so I'm like,
I'm gonna make you talk about baseball.
I won't be able to. I will fall asleep while talking.
Anyway, if you're playing and you have to learn a different time signature for me, like if I try to count it, a lot of times I'll mess up. But if I'll just listen and feel it, then I can do it.
It's like Michael Jackson. You see, this is it.
Don't ever compare me to the greatness that is Michael Jackson.
Okay, I'm sorry. Move on.
Anyway, that was Driver Friendly. Seems like most people liked it.
Yeah.
Up next.
So. This one?
Yeah, let's do that one.
Now, okay, this one.
You take it.
Here's the thing. We have a show called Surge.
We do.
Friday nights. And it's amazing. It's a hip-hop show. 2.0 does an amazing job.
Yes, she does.
But it looks like that we are straying away from just the show part of all of this.
Well, I think it would be healthy to have a little hip-hop thrown in regular rotation.
I feel like other people are going to feel the same.
I hope so.
But you got to let us know what you think at Facebook. You can call in and scream at us. Do whatever you want. People are going to come out of the woodworks.
I hope so.
Waiting for this.
I want honest opinions. from both sides. And here's the funniest thing. If you want to know the whitest moment I've ever had, it was probably yesterday when I was trying to find good hip-hop songs to add to the station. It was like, is this cool? So what I did, I was telling Dave last night, I talked to him.
Okay.
I was like, well, you know me, I'm not a big hip-hop guy. Every once in a while, I listen to like Kanye or something.
Oh, no.
But Dave he loves programming, okay. You know? So what I did was, I was like, these songs have really cool programming in the background, and that sounds cool, so maybe the rest of it's cool. I don't know.
Maybe.
Luckily for me, we have a fantastic audience who loves to tell me what's good and what's bad.
Okay, this is a Grammy Award-winning artist, I feel like people might like it.
I feel like you've probably heard of this guy. His name is Lecrae.
Yes.
He has a bunch of guests in this thing. Too many guests for me to type out on the little blank so that they would all show up in the computer.
Okay.
So this is from his latest. It's a mixtape, Church Clothes 2. It just came out. Kayla 2.0, she helped me out with this.
Nice.
She was like, we're playing this and this, but you could do this and that. And I said, thank you. Thank you, Kayla.
Yeah.
I'm not schooled in hip-hop at all. And we actually have another hip-hop selection coming up later
that
was recommended from a listener. Security John recommended something to us, and I checked it out, thought it was cool. But anyway, this is Lecrae. Was it worth it? It's New Music Tuesday, and you're listening to Static Radio.
Yeah. Well, was it?
Mitch, how long did you have that planned out?
About 3 minutes and 26 seconds.
As soon as the song came up, you're going to say, was it worth it?
Was it worth
it? I got this. This is my joke. This is my joke. I'm Mitch. Hey, you're listening to New Music Tuesday here on Static Radio.
Wow. Did you just speak in tongues?
No.
Okay.
Strange vibe. Anyway, sorry. Not getting into that. Yeah, so far, let's look at the reactions.
New Music Tuesday. Here's the thing. That was a Lecrae song, and we don't usually hear Lecrae on regular programming here on Static.
Not.
We do have a Surge. We do have Surge, which is a show on Friday nights, and it's amazing. We love it. But this was Lecrae played in normal daytime.
What did I say when I said, when we add a hip-hop song, what's going to happen?
You pulled me aside and you're like, here's the thing. We're going to play this Lecrae song, and then all the metalheads are going to come out of the woodwork saying, well, if you're going to play this, then you got to play metal.
It's true. And it happened. First comments from my boy David, who tells me every week, metal. Matt, get the metal on there. Metal. Get that metal out there. Talica. And he says, if you're going to go through rap, and you're going to put it into New Music Tuesday, you got to get some metal. And so we've been talking about it recently, and there used to be like a segment, right?
Yes, Shockwave.
Shockwave. It was a metal thing. So we're going to do what we can and figure out when the best time that would be to get played.
Yeah.
Because we definitely want you metalheads to feel welcome here at Static Radio. Because
we love you.
But at the same time, man, love. Metal. Like sometimes we hear from upstairs people, not like the Lord, but from the corporate people upstairs are like, hey,
Too much.
So we have to, you know, we have people that are like, hey,
whoa,
bring it back in a little bit. We got a phone call.
Ready?
Let's hear it.
Static.
Hey, it's Niles.
Niles!
Uh-oh.
What's up, boy?
Okay.
Uh-oh, so, here it goes.
Is this my metal friend?
Yeah.
I have a couple of things I want to say, all right?
I want to hear it.
Sound off, right. Niles.
So, I actually used to be a really big fan of Lecrae.
Yeah.
Used to.
Yes, here's why. So some things that Lecrae has been doing recently kind of turned me off to him.
Really?
Yeah, one of the things he recently signed under Jay-Z's label.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Continue.
Because he's probably part of the Illuminati now.
Mitch, be quiet. Go ahead, Niles.
Another thing he recently did, he's on a tour right now. It's not a Christian tour.
Yeah.
It's with a bunch of secular rap artists. There are some Christian rap artists, too. You see, on the stage, he used the F word. Like, out there, he just, yeah.
Wait, Lecrae used the F word on stage?
Yes, Lecrae. Lecrae used the F word.
Is that YouTubed?
No.
Oh. Oh, well, I'll have to do some research and see if there's a... Where'd you hear that?
Where'd
you hear that?
Section source, please.
A friend was talking about it in an article he had read. Well, how he used it was, so he was saying, so you guys know about the First Amendment and everything, about free speech and whatnot. So, well, I effing love God. Hmm. Honestly, I don't think that's very honoring to use God and then the F word in the same sentence.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you say you effing love God.
Yeah. So what? Okay. Let me ask you this, and this is kind of a side question, but what do you think about more hip hop on the air? Like rotation.
And regular rotation.
Yeah.
As long as you're careful with the artists and research, kind of
right.
what's behind them and everything, can be okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let
with Lecrae, I would. Kind of have to say he would have to be played almost as a culture shock.
Okay, so you don't like... that's tough for me about the signing to Jay-Z's label thing because, you know, labels...
But with me, I'm totally fine with artists doing collaborations, with Christian artists doing collaborations, secular artists and everything. He did that a while back. The album was marked as, explicit... His song, the only song on it, was the only one that was not explicit. Oh. And it was this amazing story through this guy's life and decisions he made in the past and then how he found Christ and everything like that.
Right.
And it was such an amazing song. But some of the stuff he's been doing recently off the mixtape Church Clothes, mm-hmm. some of the stuff like how he's been kind of blasting the church a lot and seems like he's just been really angry at the church and just saying some things that really, could turn some people off to the church.
That's interesting, because I'm pretty sure I saw a picture of him at Billy Graham's birthday the other night.
You did.
So I don't know. I'm going to do some fact-checking, Niles, because sometimes we hear those stories and there's not a lot of truth to them. I'm not saying that, I'm not saying you don't know what you're talking about, because you probably know way more than me, but I'm going to do some fact-checking. But thanks for calling in, man.
Thanks, Niles.
Yeah, boy. Yep.
All right, we have another phone call. Do you want to take it? Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I wanted to say something about Lecrae.
Yeah.
Okay.
And hip hop.
All right.
And all, you know, if it's not offensive, because you're a Christian station, mm-hmm. if it's God honoring or it's not offensive, play it. I love hip hop. I love rap. I'll be 50 years old in a few months, but I'm like the coolest mom ever.
Oh, okay.
Metal, whatever. It's all awesome, you know? And if it honors God, so be it. As far as Lecrae, hey, don't judge. You don't know. Mm. You have no clue what's going on in that man's life. You have no clue what he's up to. If he signed with Jay, whatever his face is, I don't want to say his name. If he signed with his label, then you know what? Maybe it's because he wants to get out into mainstream more with his God honoring music. I love Lecrae. He's great. Show Baraka. He's also awesome.
All right, cool.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Calling. Thanks. Bye.
That also brings me to the thought of Brian Head Welch.
Yeah.
He is Christian. We have played some of his songs in the past. He just rejoined the band Korn.
Mm-hmm.
So should we not play Brian Head Welch anymore if we got the request?
I don't know, you know? That's why I love working at this station, because I get to hear a lot of opinions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get to hear things from all sides of it. I love it.
Would you like another opinion?
I would love another opinion.
Static.
Hey, it's Niles again.
Niles!
Okay, so the thing with him signing Jay-Z's label, there's nothing wrong with him doing songs with artists like Jay-Z and stuff, but when he signed on the Jay-Z's label, that gave the label control over what he could produce.
Well, not necessarily, man. Just because you signed to a label, it depends on your deal. Like, you can't just... It really depends on deal to deal. Just because you signed to a label... That doesn't mean that they have total control. Do they have control? Yes, because they're going to be marketing your record. But that doesn't mean they're going to go in and change his lyrical content and all that stuff.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Niles.
Static.
Hello.
That doesn't mean they're going to...
Yo.
Hey.
What's up?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
You guys calling yourselves Mitch and Muffin Top this morning?
That's what we're trying to call ourselves. Eminem.
Eminem.
There you
are. Mitch and Muffin Top.
There you are.
Mitch and the Muffin Top.
That's wonderful.
Oh, what's up?
No, are you guys still discussing the whole hip-hop during regular rotation?
Yes, we are.
I am not a huge hip-hop guy. I'm not a huge metal guy.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not an opera guy. but I dig Static Radio. And, you know, you guys throw in some hip-hop, I'd be all right with it. You guys throw in some metal, I'd be all right with it.
Awesome.
Whenever you guys did the Shockwave at, what was it, 4?
Yeah, something like, I think that was well before I was here, so I don't really
Shockwave,
know.
I think it was Saturday nights at like 10 or 11.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, and then there was a Hardcore at 4.
Yeah, Hardcore at 4, I remember that.
Yeah, it seemed like
every time my wife tuned in, it was at like 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
She was like, funny. Man, I don't know how you listen to that radio station.
The name was just was so easy. We had to do it. So
it worked. I liked it. You know, it was a taste of it. You know, it wasn't
a little
3
taste.
Hours of it or nothing, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Yes.
Later.
Later.
All right, we're going to get back to some more New Music Tuesday music, but
yes.
Let us know your opinions on this whole Lecrae rap thing, metal thing, if you want. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yeah, hit us up.
Is this the next one you want to play? Do you want to? What do you
want to
do?
Yes, I want to do this one. This is a band called This The Rescue. This The Rescue.
Got it.
Not This Is The Rescue.
It's
This The Rescue.
To mess
super
up.
Confusing for me. This song is called Mercury. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Ready?
Yes.
Team Awesome Morning Party?
No.
On Static. Rescue.
That was their song, Mercury.
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 The first planet.
The first planet in the solar system.
There you go. I saw gravity. Speaking of solar systems, I'm never going to space.
What?
Never.
I think you definitely would have gotten an opportunity.
I just almost did a crazy spoiler alert.
Don't ruin that movie. That movie is great. All right. Thebe says he likes it. Brian digs it. Rochelle digs it. Caleb, not really his favorite, but he wouldn't mind hearing that during the day. It's a dig.
I thought it was catchy.
Hey, TJ says, I won't buy it, but I won't change the station either.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
That sounds good. All right.
We love your feedback, people.
Yes, thank you for your feedback on
Facebook.
Thank
you for giving me feedback.
Time to breathe.
Sorry.
Christina. Thanks, that was Christina.
All right, let's make this stuff happen.
All right, so we are going to take a short break, and we will be right back to continue New Music Tuesday because,
woo!
Oh no, it's not over.
Oh, it's not.
You're listening to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's New Music Tuesday on Static Radio.
Yes.
I've never heard that before.
Why have you not heard
I don't
that?
Know. It's awesome. Guys, you're listening to Team Awesome Morning Party. Good morning.
Good morning. We are going to play a song.
Yeah, we're getting right back into New Music Tuesday. We're going to jump right back in.
Yes.
Because a minute ago, we played a Lecrae song.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good reaction from most everyone. And Niles, if you are listening, a guy posted an article that he said you were referencing. He posted the actual article. So you might want to go to our Facebook and check that out. It's where we posted the status about the Lecrae song. Oh, I forgot to put by Lecrae. Anyway, this next song, it's another hip-hop song.
Okay,
this band was recommended, or this group was recommended to us from Security John,
okay.
My boy at the Coronado Mall. He says we should check out Beautiful Eulogy, so I did, and I thought, man, we should play that. It's kind of cool.
Hey.
Again, falling back on the programming, I thought it was pretty neat.
All right.
Have you ever listened to them?
No.
Okay, I want you guys to listen to the words of this song, because it's pretty interesting. This is called Symbols and Signs by Beautiful Eulogy.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think. This is awesome.
Yeah. Ready? Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static Radio.
Beautiful Eulogy is the song that you, is the band you just heard. Inevitably, I'm going to add the before.
It's just Beautiful Eulogy.
Just Beautiful Eulogy.
I typed it into the computer incorrectly.
And I'm going to forever remember that.
So it's Beautiful Eulogy. Their
Symbols
song,
and
Symbols.
Signs.
Man, I really like that song.
That was amazing. I told you off air that is a song I would be blasting in my car with the bass turned all the way up.
Yeah.
I loved that. What did other people think?
Well, I'm with Michael. I really like it. But Michael says, out of my area of expertise, sure.
Truth.
And I'm kind of with that. TJ says, this would be a good spoken word. I'm okay with this. But don't open the door to metal. So, metal fans, it's not a sweeping sentiment.
Uh-oh.
We'll have to work it out. Stefan from Archibald. Our boy, Stefan.
He
says,
up?
Wow, solid delivery, amazing lyrics, digging. Yeah, and I totally agree. The lyrics of that song were pretty awesome.
From the lyrics, which rarely happens.
It's funny because it made me think of back when I was in college and I was super involved in like our campus ministry and I was always like, the Lord is showing me blah, 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 blah. And there was always that reminder from our people. They were like, hey, you know, there's like a whole book written. That's got some pretty good guidelines in it if you'll just pay attention to it.
Oh.
But no, I have to know the leaf fell, and now I know
that
this is your will for me. You know? So, funny stuff.
funny stuff being a college kid for me.
Those lyrics spoke to you.
Steve-O spoke on Sunday about being emotionally driven, and he used Samson as an example. And it really made me think about how many times I'm just emotionally driven. And we're, as a believer, if you're listening and you're not a believer, you're like, what is he talking about? But as a believer in Christ, we're called to live life by the Spirit, not by emotions. And so many times we just get caught up in our emotions.
It's so easy because we are emotional beings. We associate everything with being angry, sad, happy, anything like that. So
just like with seasons, music.
Yeah.
We were talking about how a song or the weather can completely change your mood.
It's like, it's a dark and dreary day, I'm in a bad mood, and all of a sudden, I have the door closed, lights off, and I'm listening to Good Charlotte.
And I just want to listen to Dashboard and cry forever! Yeah. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Anyway, good reaction from Signs and Symbols by Beautiful Eulogy. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. The next song is from my friends in High Flight Society. Hey. R.I.P., this band broke up.
Oh, yeah.
Also, and it's funny, I'm not making light of it, but the drummer Scotty, a great friend of ours, actually passed away a couple years ago, or a year or so ago.
Okay.
And I feel bad for saying RIP, but he's in a better place.
True.
And it's crazy. Like, you talk about camaraderie between bands. I think High Flight Society and Waverly, we did our first few like real tours together.
Okay.
And we used to always play shit. Like, we played their CD release. We drove to Georgia, played theirs. They drove to Tupelo, played ours. You know, just brother bands. And now Jason is in Disciple. And it's funny because years ago, Waverly and High Flight and The Wedding and Spoken all did a tour with Disciple.
Oh, my God!
It's funny when bands break up and you see where everybody kind of splinters off to. But Jason is a bass player in Disciple. And he was telling me, he was like, yeah, just randomly some radio station added one of the songs from our final EP the other day. And I was like, well, I'm going to do the same thing. So this is their song, Move Like Daylight. It was from Lights Come Down, their last little bit of music they put out. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStackRadio.
What if we just mumbled the entire time?
We should mumble the whole time. That's what I'm good at, is mumbling.
Right now, it's High Five Society. Just tell us what you think on Facebook.
Snack Radio, Team Awesome Morning Party.
Team Awesome Morning Party, and Static Radio.
That was Move Like Daylight from High Flight Society.
How are you feeling?
I feel good.
Yeah?
I feel like Michael. Michael says, it's moving me. Dig.
See what he did.
You see what he did there.
Because the song is called Move Like Daylight.
Oh, man. It's crazy. We talk about each band has a story, you know, like ups and downs that they've been through. And, man, I promise you guys, High Flight Society has one of the toughest stories of a band I've ever heard.
Really?
Like, you talk about a band, they had like multiple record deals, and then it would just fall apart.
What the heck? Why
right
does that
before.
Happen?
I don't know. It would all, and they're, you know, great dudes. They were a solid band. Everybody was really good at what they did in the band, and it would always be about to gear up for them, and then, like, their label would fold. Or the label would put the record out, but be like, hey, we're not going to put any money into this. Or they got signed to one record label, and it was a record label they had almost been signed to, like, 10 years prior. And then there was one person that worked there that couldn't stand him and was like, you're never going to get signed here. And then she was gone, and they got signed by the record label. And then that lady's husband came on as the new vice president of something.
Ruined it.
And kicked him off.
Oh, my gosh.
Like 10 years later. Crazy.
So maybe this band is supposed to be like, kind of like the Goonies were to movies, because when the Goonies came out, it wasn't a big hit in the theaters.
Yeah.
It wasn't that popular. It didn't get popular until years later.
Kind of like a cult following.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So maybe that's what it's like.
Maybe so. So far, we got plenty of digs on here. Caleb says it's a little too K-Love for him, but a little too much K-Love at the same time. That's a tough call. When you're like in a Christian rock band, that's usually where you're going to fall.
Yeah.
So a little too K-Love to most people, but then it's K-Love's like, no, you're not K-Love enough.
Exactly.
It's a, we call in the industry,
catch-22.
A double standard.
Oh, okay.
Watch out.
No,
who said
win.
It? Anyway, let's move on. What do we got next?
We have a culture shock, actually.
Okay.
And tell us about this. It's
Fits
in the Tantrums.
I knew that. I was like, if anybody's going to have heard this band, it will be Mitch. Mitch, you send us music all the time. You're like, check these guys out.
Yeah.
And then we listened to him. We're like, Mitch, what is she doing? Did she invent this band?
I invented this band. Nope, I have not.
She did not. This band is called Fits and the Tantrums, and this song is called Break the Walls. This is a culture shock, so check it out. Let us know what you think. You can find out, where can they find out more about culture shock?
At mystaticradio.com underneath the culture shock tab.
Oh.
I believe in you. You can do it. Go find out all the songs we're playing, why we play them, what they're about, and of course, check out the lyrics, chime in on the conversation, let us know what you think, and if you have a culture shock, send it in, studio@mystaticradio.com.
Yeah, check it out, everybody. So this is Break the Walls, Fits in the Tantrums. You're listening to Team Awesome Morning Party.
On Static Now. Whoops. Culture shock.
That was Break the Walls by Fits in the Tantrums. Tell us what you think, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
What's funny about Culture Shocks premiering Culture Shocks on New Music Tuesday is you do the same thing that I used to do. Play it and be like, yes, this is an awesome... Wait, do they cuss? Oh my gosh, do they say a bad word? Do they say a bad word? And immediately Google the lyrics.
Like, But no, that song it's pretty good. Breaking down those walls, y'all.
Yep.
Looking for that truth.
They broke it down.
Pretty awesome. I actually read an interview with them, and it was somebody who wasn't... Well, it wasn't an interview. It was like a review, sort of. And it was somebody who wasn't a believer, and it was so weird because they were like, I listened to this album, and for some reason, all I can think about is Jesus. And this was like somebody
what?
Who wasn't, yeah, they yeah. were like, I don't know if this band is Christian or what, but just listening through this album, somehow I got left with that impression. And I thought that was so cool.
That's amazing.
It was like, whoa, Holy Spirit working through something. Nobody saw that coming.
Right.
You know, that was a cool, I need to find that thing
that
and
makes me
show
want
it to you.
Listen to the entire album.
It's a pretty good record.
Okay.
Mr. Dave Stovall actually recommended that band
hey,
to me.
Good job.
Look out for Dave.
Hey, he's got it.
Yeah. Okay. So, hey, everybody, that's it. That's New Music Tuesday. Well, we did it.
Fits in the Tantrums, new to Culture Shock.
Yeah.
Great job. It only took an hour and 20 minutes.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah.
I think we all love our New Music Tuesday. I know
we
I do.
You brought it. Great job, you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Most people like that song.
Okay.
Caleb likes it. Carly likes it. Michael likes it. Caleb likes it. There's more than one Caleb in this world.
Yeah, there are two Calebs. Isn't it confusing when they both post? You're like, whoa, 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 that's not creepy? Okay, cool.
If they had the same picture, I would be eternally confused. It would be
Don't
ridiculous.
Do it, guys. Don't do it.
All right, let's get back to some more music. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back in a few minutes.
We will. And just in case you missed any part of New Music Tuesday, I'm going to be recapping it today on Middays with Mitch at 12. So tune in then. Get your opinions in then, whatever. So.
Wow, you're in for the long haul today.
I am. 8 hours of me.
Wow. I'm sorry, right, everyone.
Don't apologize.
Steve will be back. He'll be back tomorrow. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Will he?
Oh, my gosh.
Will he?
Let's go. Get to the music. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
And here comes trouble.
Here comes trouble.
Oh, 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 oh! That was really bad. I'm sorry.
Hey, everybody.
How did you do that?
I don't know, Mitch. I don't know.
I'm going to have to figure that one out on my own time.
You can do it.
All right, now.
So, we just got finished from New Music Tuesday a few minutes ago. If you want to hear the songs again, maybe you missed them. What are you going to do middays?
Well, for you, because you missed them, I'm going to recap them at 12 on Middays with Mitch. So, keep listening in or just tune back in at 12 and I will replay most of the songs that we play for New Music Tuesday.
Woo!
And let people rejudge.
I think that's rejudge.
Rejudge.
Rejudge!
Like Control Z, which is like edit undo.
I don't know, lady. I don't know your keyboard.
Okay, well, never mind.
So what we want to do, we've only got a few minutes left in this
wonderful
Eminem edition of Team Awesome Music Party.
Which we have, it used to be Mitch and Mateo, but now it's Mitch in the muffin top.
I just changed it again. It's Team Awesome Music Party.
No, it's
on
Mitch
New Music Tuesday. It makes sense.
Mitch in the muffin top.
Mitch calls me muffin top. My self-esteem is through the roof.
Which is everyone. Why I call you Muffin Top.
Thanks, everyone. I'm crying. Hey, you know what we ought to do?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, we ought to take a look at this. Y'all know we've been leaving traffic out all morning.
We have. It's been
everybody's
a busy
upset about it. And it's a good thing we looked, because here in Albuquerque, we've got an accident. Two left lanes are blocked at Manal and I-25.
That's a big deal.
The accident occurred at 9:17, so not really even that long ago. It's going to be getting very congested around that, so be careful. I'll say it again. Two left lanes block Manon Boulevard East at I-25. And then we've also got the new interchange that's being built at I-25 in Paseo. A lot of construction, so slow down around there.
Yeah, even at like 9 o'clock at night, that place
is
awful.
Still, yeah, it's still hard to get through. So pay attention to what you're doing. Don't be on your phone. Don't text and drive.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
Oh,
on the Calvary campus, 4001 Osuna Road. Solomon's Porch, bringing things to you like a pumpkin chai. They also have burritos and that pumpkin muffin you had.
Did you know that this morning they ran out of chai?
What?
She told me while you were over there talking to somebody else, she said, we have enough for one chai. And I said, just give it to Mitch.
What did you drink this morning?
Some other thing.
What did you have?
A depth charge.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I sacrificed for you, Mitch.
I really had no idea.
And now you owe me forever.
Actually, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Nope, I don't.
You owe me, and there's nothing you can do about it. I'm sorry. Hey, what we're going to do, we want to give one more thing away before we have to go. We do.
We do.
And Mitch has prepared a question for us.
I have, but I got to find it first. All
find
right.
Find the question.
Okay, I have a trivia question.
505-338-3700.
You don't know the answer to this one.
What are we going to give away?
We are going to give away a CD.
Yes,
by
but
Derek
a different CD.
Webb.
Yeah, Derek Webb now.
Yes.
And we... Tomorrow we're going to be giving away Winter Jam tickets because it's Winter Jam Wednesday tomorrow.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
But today you get a Derek Webb CD.
Yes, the title is I Was Wrong, I'm Sorry, and I Love You.
Yes.
Okay. Static.
Hello again.
Hey.
Hi. Are you ready for this trivia question?
I can't hear you very well, Mitch.
Why?
Why can't you?
It sounds like she's like far away.
She is so far away in her mind.
Whoa, can you hear me? Is it too loud?
Can you hear her now?
No.
Can you hear me now? Here, I'll read it.
You read it. No, right. You're going to know the answer.
Well, here, come to this mic.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Alrighty. Good. In 2003, the average... what is this? Stop it. In 2003, the average adult bought about 15 of these a year. Today, they buy 4. What is it?
Ooh.
15 in 2003. Today they buy 4.
Books.
Ooh, books.
Books?
No.
Hey, thanks for calling in again.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, here's a test. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
How are you?
I'm doing well. Can you hear Mitch on her microphone?
Am I good?
No, I'm far away, buddy.
So far away.
Far away.
Yeah, sorry. All right.
That's okay.
Here, come read this question over here, Mitch. I just want her to ask you. What were you about to say?
I wanted to let you in on a little secret.
Let's hear it.
Well, it is no secret, but...
Okay.
The muffin top is the best part of the muffin.
Thank you. But my self-esteem is still low, and it's Mitch's fault. Here she is.
All right. This is like passing off the phone right
now.
There you go. In 2003, the average adult bought about 15 of these a year. Today, they buy 4. What's the answer?
Man, I have no idea, but I'm going to say shovels.
Shovels.
That's
a
mark.
Shovels is definitely not the answer.
It's not the
answer. Yeah, I figured it wasn't.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
All right. You guys have a good one.
You too.
See ya.
505-338-3700. Now I'm worried that people can't hear. Yeah, okay. Let us know. In 2003, the average adult bought about 15 of these a year. Now they buy 4 a year.
Interesting.
Static.
Out of irony, is it CDs?
Ooh.
Is it CDs? Is it?
No!
No!
My friend.
You are, I don't know, you're loud on my stereo, but you're not at all on the phone.
That's weird.
That is interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
See ya.
I don't know what to do about
this. I don't either.
Static.
Hey.
Is it Books of Stamps?
No.
That is not it. Keep trying,
she says.
505-338-3700. Apparently, you're just going to have to hear the question here because you can't hear me on the phone. In 2003, the average adult bought about 15 of these a year.
Can I
today,
guess?
Today, they buy four a year. What's your guess?
Is it scarves?
No.
Is it TV remotes?
No. But you are so close.
Dang.
Hold on. Ready? Static.
Hello. Answer to your question, is it DVDs?
In 2003, the average adult bought about 15 of these a year, but today they buy about four. It is DVDs. You are right, sir.
What's your name?
It's Jeff. What's up, Matt?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. Just hanging out. Do you want to hang on the line so we can get your info from you?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
All right. There it is. DVDs. And that is basically how it goes.
Yeah.
But now I have to find that music.
And that is basically the show.
The show. Today. Where's that music?
You got to find it, Mitch. I'm trusting you.
Do you see it?
No,
do you
it's see not it? On that page. Guys, we had a really fun time again. Today. Again, if you want to catch up on New Music Tuesday, maybe you missed part of it. Mitch is going to recap it in her midday New Music Tuesday recap.
Ooh.
Did you like it? Was kind of a rhyme thing
see
going
what you
on
did there?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I don't
it
know what to do
cool.
right now.
It's okay. Why don't you find something different? Since it's the Eminem edition of Team Awesome Morning Party, you can play a different outro song.
Can I?
I guess so.
Okay. Man, now I have to really choose.
Go to page four.
Page four. What do I want to play?
I don't know. I'm excited.
Are you?
All right, I'm going to pick it.
No!
Okay, pick one. Go. Thank you guys for listening in. And Steve-O will be back in the morning for a little more Team Awesome Morning Party.
That's right.
Normal edition.
Yeah, normal edition. He's traveling back from Tejas.
Yeah, say a prayer for him. Safe travels, him and Joey.
Yeah.
And we want to thank you guys for listening in.
It's been fun.
It's been a good time. Stick around for Middays with Mitch.
That's
what you going to talk about today, Mitch?
I'm going to talk about everything.
Everything?
Everything on this piece of paper.
Everything in the world.
Yeah, so get ready. It's coming. It's happening.
All right. Well, this is Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now, goodbye.
Static Radio.